So let's put this in a moral context. When you go along to get along in a situation that you know is wrong, you're no damn good. Thank you.
That was one of roughly 90 people protesting last week outside the Paona District Office of the Gunnison National Forest. The nonprofit EcoFlight captured aerial photos of about 1 mile of newly constructed road through the protected Sunset Roadless area. The road was built by Mountain Coal Company, a subsidiary of Arch Resources, formerly known as Arch Coal, that operates the West Elk Coal Mine in Somerset. The mine consists of more than 20 square acres of national forest land and is Colorado's single largest industrial polluter of methane. Mountain Coal has been trying to expand mine operations into the roadless area since 2010.
We pay the Forest Service, we pay their salaries, they are supposed to be upholding the law. And Arch Coal is blatantly disregarding the law and busting a road into a roadless area, a beautiful chunk of forest. And they're breaking the law.
That's protester Kirsten Atkins. The protest was organized at the front door of the National Forest Service office because protesters link Mountain Coal's actions to the Trump administration, saying that the U.S. Forest Service turned a blind eye to the road construction. Frustrations mounted when District Ranger Levi Broyles stood at the center of the circling crowd and answered questions like this.
Have you observed the fight?
I have an employee who has been out there almost every day.
And what is he doing out there? Is he directing the bulldozers or is he just observing?
Or is he citing them, taking enforcement action for their illegal activity?
I'm not allowed to discuss that.
There is a long and bumpy legal history in the Sunset Roadless area. In 2012, the Colorado Roadless Rule designated 4.2 million acres of protected roadless areas within the Colorado National Forest System. That is, with one notable departure. What's known as the North Fork Exception was designed specifically to allow for coal exploration in the North Fork Valley. Conservation groups have brought Mountain Coal to court repeatedly since then. When the groups fought a 2016 mine expansion proposal, the district court sided with the mine. But this March, a Denver Court of Appeals overturned that decision and ordered the district court to quash the North Fork exception. This was a big win for the conservation groups, until last week's discovery of the new road and the conclusion that the court's decision is not being enforced.
Unfortunately, it's pretty clear that this administration is trying to find loopholes or in this case, maybe just outright ignore the court in kind of an all-out effort to develop fossil fuel. There's this energy dominance agenda from the Trump administration that's, you know, essentially steamrolling all other uses and values on public lands, ignoring the input of local communities and even local agency staff. And so in a lot of ways, it feels like a continuation of a pattern we've seen across the West.
That's Will Rausch, executive director of Wilderness Workshop, one of the conservation groups involved in the litigation. To the protesters, it looks like Mountain Coal took advantage of the court's slow timing, bringing in the skid steers after the appeals court made its ruling, but before the district court officially vacated their decision early last week. These groups have already fought and won in court. So what can they do when Mountain Coal acts outside of the ruling?
We filed an emergency motion with the federal appeals court, you know, asking them to enforce the order right away. And then we also filed a motion with the U.S. District Court in Denver, that's the lower court, asking them to finalize the order from the higher court vacating the exception. So kind of two different actions at two different levels.
Upon the conservation group's request, the Colorado Division of Reclamation and Mine Safety issued an order to Mountain Coal Company June 17th to cease road construction and tree removal. Mountain Coal maintains that the road is not illegal, reports the Colorado Sun, and says that it did consult with the Forest Service before starting work. Protesters fear that this road and the Forest Service's potential role in it could set a precedent.
Hi, my name is Patrick. I live in Paona, and basically it was like, red flag, red flag, red flag. Yeah, this is pretty blatant. I think this will be a place where they're showing the breaking down of the law. And that's critical for everybody, because if it happens in one place and it goes unchecked, it will continue to happen in more and more places unchecked.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.